When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are here, Old School, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. We are live in effect on this beautiful Tuesday, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Without further ado, welcome DP back into the fold.
What's good, fam? What's good?
There's a lot of stuff going on, man. Listen, as much as, you know, things seem to hold pat, come Sunday night, South Carolina and Don Staley pushed through, win an undefeated season national champion. Next thing you know, the confetti just getting sweeped up there. And I think they were in Cleveland or whatever. And the next thing you know, it started to hear some rumblings of John Calipari. I think this is the news of the week. This is a monumental, when you think about this right now, to the biggest and iconic coaches Nick Saban stepped down and John Calipari is leaving to go to, obviously it seems like, Arkansas. And the reason why I think it's huge, because I will never forget this. I always talk to my, you know, good friends at Tennessee that I played with, and Sean Bryson and some other, you know, Tennessee fans. And, you know, this is after, obviously, you know, Frank Solich was fired or whatever, supposedly wasn't doing a good enough job. And we were in a little bit of our downturn here in Nebraska. And I remember one of my old friends that was a Tennessee fan calling up and just going ham on Philip Fulmer. You know, the program is stale. We need it, and this is what he said. We need another voice. The voice isn't you know, ringing. You know, the voice was only good when Peyton was there and Teton Martin and all that, right? And I remember telling him, be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you wish for. And Tennessee, obviously, I think they're probably in good hands right now, but it's taken quite some time, right? And I view them as somewhat of a blue blood football program. I definitely view Kentucky basketball as a blue blood program, because you had Rick Pitino and John Calipari. You hit home runs with your last two iconic big name coaches. There's not many of them left. Who are you going to get to fit into that, let's call it, suit on that sideline with that type of pressure and those type of expectations? Because the thing that was appealing to Kentucky brass about John Calipari is because he's instant credibility and energy into your program. That means he's stepping in and he's ready to go. You know what I mean? Where it's not, he's not thinking, okay, well, I got to go recruit. I got to really change the culture and all that. Kentucky's not trying to hear that. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they're used to winning, even though they obviously, that's part of the reason why he's gone. And it seemed like when I went back and listened to when the AD said, okay, we're going to keep him. And he's like, we're in this together. We're married. John Calipari's like, do you argue with your wife this much? That let me know we're here. I really don't respect what you're doing, but we're here. And because I remember when we talked about a DP and I said, he's going to take it's disrespectful that you even questioning that he needs to be here. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the AD actually molded for 24 hours, you lost him there before he was even gone. Now it's official. Now they can start, you know, trying to recruit new coaches or whatever. He's gone. I'm assuming he's going to be in Fayetteville here by the end of the night. Getting that chizzy.
You got dollars? I holler.
Yeah. He's
Jay, this is where again, people think that NIL and transfer portal will change things negatively. I think negatively is relative to what you think this is about. We're going to see people in full. We're going to see programs in full, right?
Yeah.
Not who you think they are, but who they actually are. And then you're going to find out that some programs aren't exactly the program. You're going to find out that some coaches aren't the coach. They're not the hallmark folks. There's three names. You talked about Kentucky.
Yep.
Three names. And you can tell me what you think of them, Jay Foreman, but this was on the console that I was on today. You ready for this?
I am ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
What can you imagine Kentucky, and I'm going to do them in descending order from 3 to 1.
Okay.
From 3 to 1. That Kentucky wants to win. They think they have talent, and they think they have resume. So they just need, drum roll in their minds, they need Tony Bennett.
No. He handsome enough, but no.
If you want checks to continue to flow at Kentucky, if you can win at Virginia with whatever talent Virginia has, can you win there?
Yes.
Choice number two. Yeah,
he can win, but he got to score some points.
Choice number two. Well, he'll have dudes at Kentucky that he didn't have in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Choice number two. Brother Shaka. Shaka Smart. Who keeps it moving, keeps the train moving. Look,
see, I didn't think about him. I didn't think about him. But I can see it, though, because here's why it might be Shaka Smart, might be ready. Bald head Shaka Smart? No. Good hair Shaka? Yes.
See, the transition.
It's the transition.
The transition
they happened. They get scared of a brother with bald head. And Shaka ain't did my number this big.
Right.
And he did it up in Marquette. And you talk about the energy. And they've done it before. Listen, Kentucky, one thing, listen. Kentucky outside of Lexington and where there's regular, like, little bit of diverse population. Listen, they ain't liking.
Say it.
They ain't liking some brothers.
Say it.
But when it come to that basketball, Tubby Smith did it, and they was trying to run Tubby out when he won a championship. I will never forget it. They dogged that man.
So they were in Minnesota, though, Jay.
I know, but he had to go to Georgia. They said, "Listen, get it. Listen, your standards." Or either you win a national championship or you got to go. He's like, all right, I got to go then. So I think they could do.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chuck.
And the perfect box checker checks every box possible. Jay Wright.
That'd be my number one choice.
Wright? It's the only one he would take. And to get him out of the booth with a program, again, the question, if you can win at Villanova,
yeah,
it's going to be real easy in Lexington. The check writers would write whatever check is, think
but
about
he
this.
He said he ain't leaving. Jay, I like Jay
ain't
Wright,
ain't nobody
though.
Leave until that check call. And wait a minute. You can put that in my account right now? You can Venmo this. Wait a minute. We could.
I still am shocked or don't understand why he retired.
I think we're about to find out.
No, Jay yeah. Wright. I understand his reasons, right? You know, the grind. I'm sure, you know, it's a very hard situation in Villanova. He didn't want to coach anywhere else. But the little I know of Jay Wright, he's done so much for the game, and he's phenomenal on TV. But you still ain't Jay Wright the coach.
Is Jay Wright mild-mannered Urban Meyer?
No.
I don't think they're in the same universe.
They're not even the same universe.
He has so few Urban Mike tendencies. Yeah.
Urban Meyer just an a-hole.
Yeah, Urban
just happened to win. And then he just got out of control. He's our Urbano Meyer right now. He's not Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was the one that was at
Utah.
No, he's Urban, not Suburban Meyer.
Yeah. Let's
be clear. He has tendencies.
I don't think Jay Wright had the type of I've never heard a story. Now I might be wrong.
I was thinking mostly just in the athletics sense.
What do you mean? What do you mean athletics?
Career arc wise, one up higher level, stepped away, is the next step to come back, or is he done? Personality stuff, I don't know either of the guys.
I think it's in play. And in full, because it's Kentucky. We're not talking about Clemson or you're not talking about Utah. You're talking about
the best thing out there.
In the ideal situation, if you fashion yourself as a coach and Kentucky and all of its talent that exists, listen, the back end of the bench at Kentucky is better than 95% of the country.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good fit. This is huge for the AD. It's huge for him because, you know, a lot of people will tell you that are, you know, Calipari fans that you ran him up out of there. We got Lemon off the text line. He says Jay Wright left for the same reason as Nick Saban, NIL and transfer portal.
I mean,
I'm sure that had something to do with it.
That is not what Jay Wright is putting into the universe. That is not what he has said.
You know, look, the college basketball has changed since he left. I mean, because it has. It's changing as we speak. You now can transfer twice.
But Jay did it. Understand what Jay did. Jay was a development in action in Philadelphia. There was nothing natural about him turning Villanova into the program. There's nothing. That's the most organic thing that's happened in college basketball other than Shaka Smart at VCU.
Yeah.
Right? So him understanding that there was a tight window to his career. And remember, Austin is right in the sense that it was what Urban said at Florida. And when it doesn't work for you, you have earned the right to make a decision to only take a step forward and up. Well, we know, one, he's a basketball truist.
Yeah.
But he's also one of the few actual, when I say coaches,
yeah,
who will run his program from the tip to the top.
Yeah.
If he can do it in Philly.
Oh, you can do it anywhere, yeah.
They don't
have the resources and stuff like that. I mean, it'd be a little change for him because he's going to be recruiting a different type of player. The transfer portal and things will be different for him because it would affected a place like Villanova, and we're affected a place like Villanova. He almost did two good of a job of developing guys. So they didn't transfer up out of there. They just went to the league.
He's talked about other jobs and why they didn't work since he retired. He's been on air saying, here's the ideal. Here's the idea that if you're a coach, remove 90% of the things that can go wrong in a basketball program. Kentucky has done that for you. 90%, like, you know there's support, you know there's crowd, there's legacy, there's boosters, all those things. You know you can get people to Lexington. You know talent knows about you. Then you just have to develop talent to win games in actual games. Well, there's nobody better. Nobody better in college basketball at doing just that thing than Jay Wright.
Yeah, it'd be a great fit. It's hard to get him off of that comfortable seat, though.
We said that about Urban before he went to Ohio State, and then it was okay.
Urban had to do that.
There's the move. I just think it's fascinating, right? That
this right here. I mean, you know what? Let's take a break. We'll come back. We're gonna dive into more of this. Then we gotta give away trivia. Oh, we got an easy. You're not easy question. We got Stars tickets, Supernova tickets to give away. I think it's interesting because as much as the pressure is on assuming Calipari when how fast he can get Arkansas up to whatever level they deem to be getting him up to, there's more pressure on this AD at Kentucky. This is a legacy firing, let's say, with Calipari, and it's going to be a legacy hiring. And you're going to make or break this program, not forever, but in the short term.
And let's not bury the lead that Arkansas isn't exactly a wasteland in college basketball.
Not anymore, but no. But you're not going in Arkansas with that locker room and the stuff that they had going on this year. It's not like going to Kentucky this year. He's going to have to do something unless he just comes in and just extinguishes everybody. But they got good players. So it's, you know, hey, look, it's crazy. I'm sure that he had hoped that he was begged to stay. They said, nah, we're good. So we're going to see how good you are, and we're going to see how good he is. So with that being said, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.